What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter podcast. This is our bonus podcast Thursday. Probably be up tomorrow. Probably up Friday. Let's say it's Friday the 18th. My guest today, young Aaron McCann, straight out of Oma, straight back from LA. Headphones don't fit him because yeah. He's got a head like a fucking bison. Also, don't laugh directly down the mic because people also have ears and will fucking go deaf.
I'm just going to give everybody a tinnitus.
I know. Aaron's back. Deaf. As fuck. Once again, I don't know how much I have to promote. The next Lavery's is on the 6th, isn't it? The 6th of
yep,
fucking...
it is indeed.
Of, what's the month? There's a pube. Can you see that?
A straight pube.
That's a pube. It's, I mean, with me...
That's a short one.
Yeah, it's probably... That could well be a back hair.
It could very well be an eyelash, by God.
If you're... Imagine your eyelashes were curly like pubes. You're fucking horrific. Anyway, so yeah... The next Lavery's is the 6th of February. There's nothing really else to promote. On the 8th of February, I'm doing Armagh Marketplace. But it fucking sold out before I even got the post about it. So,
class.
Aaron's going to do support at that. So, it's all systems go, guys. We need to order more merch. By the way, first of all, we'll have a million hits on SoundCloud. Lil Flump over here got my fucking million hits.
Lil Flump.
I'm going to be one of those fucking purple-haired retards. Do you see, remember that old clip? I wish I could find it again. Just the guy who was literally like, you know, like scundered in his bedroom. Do you know when someone looks back on a thing and they're like, oh, I can't believe I listened to like Limp Bizkit when I was 15. And then there's like old VCR tape of them, you know, just like keep rolling, come on, with the fucking LA like fitted cap on backwards, rolling.
That's definitely me.
I
used to love Limp Bizkit.
Oh, they're fucking class, but like trying to, you know what I mean, like trying to copy it but really timidly doing it. Like I walked in a bunch of dudes live around my street in a garage learning to dance the Backstreet Boys.
How long ago was this?
All right. Like when we were fucking 10. And they were trying to make up a dance and I was like, okay. But you know what I mean? Like if you could have filmed that shit, scundered.
Yeah.
But the same as this dude, you know, he probably looked back in his life and be like, do you remember I actually liked like Lil Uzi Vert?
Well, that's a dangerous.
And he's white and he had an underbite. And he was just like, suck on my dick with my bitch. Suck on my dick with my bitch. And then your bitch suck my dick.
Suck in my dick with my bitch.
But that's like the one line. Your bitch suck my dick. Something that rhymes with that. Another thing, bitch suck my dick. No one's ever going to suck your dick.
Well, it's bad.
You've got purple dreads and you're whiter than fuck.
Like, whatever, all the cringy shit we would have done that younger is gone forever. Because it would have been on Bebo at the max.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's dead. Like, I mean, fuck.
I, you know, this is way before the days of Amazon or even purchasing online. You know, but could I get a fucking LA fitted baseball cap, like?
Oh, why?
Fuck me, I had a near made one. You know, with Tipex and a fucking Make America Great Again hat.
Did you? Here, seeing one of those in real life is weird. One of the freakiest figures ever.
Are you not gonna put them on for real?
I'll put the one if.
Because you move away from the mic. You want to keep it in good range, bro. You know what I mean?
I do feel very in podcast.
Do you want to put that up a bit? Even make you more comfortable. You know, you can loosen it and lift it up. Actually, like physically higher, like.
Possibilities
like
regardless.
That. Tighten the fucking nut there.
Tighten the nut.
Sorry for the interference noise. Is that better for you?
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. There like we you're go. On the fucking breakfast show or whatever we call that shit. Drop a fucking
on Q Radio.
16 bars for us there, live on blast. Under there, but suck my dick. Something in there, suck my dick. We got a million hits on SoundCloud, guys. So just want to say shout out to anyone who's ever listened to this heap of shit. Shout out down who's ever bought t-shirts. The Dead On Mafia came to the live podcast. I think it's more than a podcast. I would say it's a movement.
There you go.
I have no Dead On Mafia t-shirts.
Sold out?
I don't have one. I don't even have one.
Sold out like fuck. I have one.
Which one?
The pink one.
Did I give you a pink one?
That's fucking lovely.
Fuck, I didn't know that.
Just blacked out on kindness. There you go.
What size? Is it double XL?
It's XL.
Ah, fuck it then. There's one up there. There's one left, I think, but it's like a small or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's a crazy thing, isn't it, really? You know, you think you're just talking shit in the dark, and then all of a sudden you have a million hits, and people are like, oh, yeah, fucking, this is the only fun part of my week and all this here shit.
Oh, why?
Not crazy?
Yeah.
You know, we got a dick on the table, you know what I mean? It's fucking Thursday.
That is a medicine-looking dildo, like. Did you buy this online or did you go to the shop?
No, I went into the shop.
You went into the shop?
Yep.
And how awkward was that?
Not very. I did talk about it on a podcast before, but it was almost like so formal that I was like taken aback. Because I said to the guy, he's like, what are you after, fellas? Because obviously he's like, what do these two fucking assholes want? What do you want? And I went, tell you what it is, bro. We need a big dildo for like a live comedy show. And he goes, dead serious, like, well, what sort, what are you looking for? And I was like, well, you know, like a big floppy one. He goes, problem is people buy these and they do actually ride them. So floppiness isn't a selling point really. So most of them are a bit stiff. And then he starts whipping them out of the packet and shaking them about and all. And he's like, what about that sort of, is that good? Is that a good wobble? He'd be like, is that wobbly enough for you? And I'm like, that's that. That looks good enough, sir. Meanwhile,
the scrotum, this thing is the most rigid part of it.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen certain females look at that and be like, you know, almost like you see their mind drift off because they're like, there is a person who got their cock molded on that.
Is there anything more disgusting than a slightly dirty dildo? Like, there's like, you can tell it's been like tossed around the floor a bit.
Oh, it's gross.
It's got fag ash on it.
It's got beer on it. It's hit the floor of the limelight, Mandela Hall. You know what I mean? It's disgusting. It needs dishwashed. I think that's what you do with your sex toys.
It's menacing. Yeah, I need.
I don't think. I mean, literally, like, strangely enough, it looks a bit like my erect cock. If you scaled it down, say that's 100% cock. If you took her down to about 68% of that cock, from all directions, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like manipulated the image down to
photo. No, literally just like scaled it down in Photoshop. Just went Control A, transform, and just went, just like.
And do a chode, just.
Yeah.
That is.
But the balls are serious. Like, first of all, he's maintained a fairly tight bollock.
Well, it looks like he's been in the bath for about 4 hours.
No, I would say that's if you're in a bath for 4 hours, it looks like two Satsumas in a Tesco bag. It'll be down there somewhere. If I'm in the bath and someone walked in and I was nude, I could get my ball bag and pull it over my dick and balls, even though it's my balls. And go, I could pull it out and make a skirt and go, sorry. And tie it around me like a towel and go, sorry. And they'll be like, what have you wrapped around you? And I'm like, my scrotum. And I've tied it at the back like an apron. 1,000 plays and you wonder why with gold like that getting shot out. This play is fucking enjoyable. Suck my... it's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Fuck you. We got wild stoned last night and watched. I brought up Ray Mears, and you went, "Who the fuck's Ray Mears?" And I never went over the kitchen counter at you.
Never once in my life heard of Ray Mears, but now I'm obsessed with the man. Absolutely obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta. But he, like I said to you, if you watch Bear Grylls, and he's aggro as fuck, and he's like, yeah. I know there's natural stairs carved out in the side of this mountain, but I'm gonna fucking, you know, jump off this with a shoelace tied to the rock and almost kill myself needlessly. Whereas Ray Mears is like, hello, I built a hot tub. I'm out in the wild here and I built a hot tub which I'm gonna wait in. And whilst a deer basically sacrifices itself, and I'm gonna eat some delicious venison.
Like with, Joe Rogan.
You know what I mean? He's like literally fucking. Bear Grylls is knocking his pan in and Ray Mears is just like, nice, why walk in with the experience, bro? He just stands at the side of the river and like salmon leap into his hand,
yeah.
Kill themselves.
What I love about him is just how not a TV star he is.
Oh yeah.
Like, he's standing there really awkwardly, but there's something really endearing about it.
Yeah, they've definitely just picked him because of his knowledge, and then he's learned to sort of, you know, fucking present TV slightly.
It was so funny whenever I was like, when was the last time you brought up Ray Mears in conversation, and Warren was like, every day.
I've got a couple of really good trees here to support a ridge pole.
Awful video quality.
Behind which I
it looks like it was recorded on a landline.
Thatch that. Underneath the roof, I'm going to build a raised bed that I can sit on and which will keep me up off of the cold ground.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that sounds better than the fucking E-tab. Oh, what he's saying there? There's a raised bed with a heated floor.
I mean, if anyone would know, it would be me. You actually slept in a forest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Skim through that story real quick.
I went to Cookstown. I took 6 shots of absinthe. I lost the people that I was with.
Say no more, bro.
And I woke up. And I literally woke up seeing this guy. Thought I went back to a house party. Thought I fucking fell asleep in the front garden. Woke up. Your cover photo. Woke up, seen a lake, and realized I woke up in a forest. When I knocked on an old random guy's house, he took me and his wife and me breakfast. And then they left me home to Oma. So there you go.
Which I think that may have like...
It restored my faith in humanity.
Yeah, it did, but that may have sort of like started off that sort of rampage of just unbelievable luck that you've had in your whole life. Only you would not die in that forest. You know, everyone else would just have the decency to die. And then you wake up and then you have some family make you breakfast and fucking send you home like nothing ever happened. Good lad. You sure it happens to us all, doesn't it? 6 shots of absinthe in fucking Cookstown.
I remember the sun was...
If that's not the name of your new show, I don't know what the fuck.
6 shots of absinthe in Cookstown. I remember the sun sitting there drinking tea and he was just like, Sands nightclub? And I was like, yeah. Because I don't think they sell it anymore. I don't think they're ever supposed to sell it.
And it's probably not even legit.
The full whack.
Legit fucking absinthe.
No.
Because I'm pretty sure like 1 shot of absinthe would be like taking some sort of fucking pill.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? And you can't take 6, I think 6 shots of real absinthe would blind you, like.
Yeah, I deserved to be blind that night. Like, I would have deserved to have lost my sight.
See, if you'd have watched fucking a couple of episodes of Ray Mears, you could have made yourself a fry and then, you know, tamed a fucking horse and took you back to Oma.
Woke up with purple bed sheets in the forest like I'm in a Premier Inn.
They took you back to Oma?
They did, I.
That's mad.
The dad worked in Oma and then he just dropped me off on the way to work. And then the following week I went down with a hamper from M&S, which is the go-to gift when you don't know what to get somebody ever that's older. A hamper.
Anything from M&S is good, you know what I mean? Packing a Percy Pigs, I'd have high-fived you.
No way. Remember the time you got like really sick because you bought like out-of-date sushi or some shit from M&S?
No.
What was it? You bought like prawns or something?
Oh no, that was Sainsbury. That was in uni. That was in uni where I fucking... I mean, everyone thinks of uni, you know, like... Even that house you lived in with all them dirty bitches, when you walked in, I was like, is this your cooker? Under this fucking 2 foot of hardened tomato sauce.
Yeah.
I live with fucking 4 of these fucking like hipster fags who were like, you know, like, what are we kicking tonight, guys? I don't mean fags, you know what I mean? I mean like, they were supposed to be students.
I know what you mean.
And they were literally reading cookbooks and like, might have a linguine with fucking whatever tonight.
Yeah, my house was, I never had a house like that, ever.
Nah, but everyone was fucking watching cooking programs and like, you know, I love cooking as well, like, but there's a few other ones like cooking. You would go down like late at night on a Friday when like all the meat was reduced and stuff, and I literally bought like a seafood medley and cooked it up. It was like a creamy sauce with mussels and crayfish and everything, and
screams diarrhea.
It screamed vomit later on. It was like but it was literally like a fucking LSD trip, because I've definitely told you this before. I had the linguine with fucking mussels and crayfish and all that shit. The creamy sauce with white wine. I mean, it was on the way down, gorgeous. Uh-huh. And then I was chilling watching TV in the kitchen with all these lads. And then I was eating like some Haribo. So I was eating like wee fucking eggs and, you know, wee rings and shit.
What a cocktail.
Yeah. And then someone had Dr. Pepper, which I never drink ever. And I had some of that. And then I was like, oh my God, I feel very warm and dizzy. And then got a fucking rash across my chest, and then just did the weirdest like hallucinogenic boke with fucking bears and fucking spaceships and shit in it that tasted like Dr. Pepper with fish in it. It was fucking grotesque. And I emptied. It's me and Mickey's fucking quote now, like after watching that Bruce Parry show. Now, he's another dude you haven't even heard of.
Who the fuck's that?
He's the guy that did the Tribe show. So he would go out and hang about with tribes, and then we would try all the rituals and stuff. So they would like burn him, get a wee blister going, and then rub like frog fucking poison on it. And then he would fucking shit his pants and then go on some like hallucinogenic trip. But there's this brilliant bit where he literally went in the river and fucking shit the bit out after taking this poison. And he comes out and he's like, he literally had to just go in his shorts and probably shit his shorts and then just stay in the river till he was clean. And then come out and he was like shaking his hands and he just went, total evacuation.
That's fucking...
And me and Mickey say that all the time now.
Total evacuation.
Would you ever do psychedelics?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm dying to do something that like makes you see shit. I'd even do diazepam or something.
Well, what? I would love to do mushrooms. I think mushrooms is a very, you know, entry level thing because you can, you know, you can just, you can take a wee bit. You know, you can sort of like micro, what's that noise? You can sort of like microdose it without getting completely out of your fucking head. Yeah, I'd like to do that. I would do DMT, but it would have to be in a very fucking restricted, you know.
See, that shit can send you looped. Like, that shit, there's people that have took that and they've lived a full life on it nearly. And then they get back like just, to where they
it
were.
It just breaks your brain for a minute.
No way.
But the thing about the DMT, I think, is it's already in your body. So yeah, it levels itself out. You know?
Well, you'd of course look get the granoma. Never mind weed.
Have you like weed. An EMT, sir?
How weird is it going to LA buying weed over the counter and then like over here you feel like a criminal?
Oh, I love that experience. I felt like a goddamn VIP.
Like you in the dispensary?
The guy's like, first time is? And we're like, yeah, and he goes, okay, hand in your IDs. And then he comes in and he's just like, okay, welcome to such and such. What can I get you today? You want to smell this shit? And you're just like, it's like you're a bit. You're just like, this is too much fucking specific shit.
You feel like 2 Chainz walking about?
2 Chainz! Until you go to pay and he goes, it's cash only. And then you're like, oh, well, I must snap out and get a few messages and I'll be back. You have to go out and get left money and come back in. Is this enough weed money? See, I mean, I bought those pure fucking weed pens.
Mm-hmm.
And I got them. I just came home with them.
So funny. So funny.
But I would love to just buy a rack of those and just have a fucking drawer full of them. They're amazing, like.
Everybody underestimates them. Like, oh, yeah. When they first take them.
That day that we went to the comedy store, and I think I was hungover as fuck, and I was sitting, you know, when you're uncomfortable, you're like, oh, I don't want to drink loads more, but I'm like, man, yeah. And by the time we got out, I was all relieved, and I was like, ah, and hit this fucking vape pen about 10 times, yeah, thinking it wouldn't work, and then we were just in that garage, and I had a rack of like 24 bottles of water for no reason.
Yeah, and like loads of packets of crisps and shit.
I know. I have a go.
It's stoned.
Yeah. So fucking stoned.
It's class though, and then like I say it in that bit, but like coming over here and then, you know, going to buy weed, and the guy's just like, it's just grass, sir. What do you mean?
I don't know. Fucking some fella great in a fucking, in his loft.
Colchi weed strands, go.
Overnight oats. Have you tried the buttered soda? Fuck me, sir.
This is a Mullock Backmore quiche.
This is fucking...
This is Silence Drift.
Have you tried the old flooded shock? It'd be fucking... I rub my eye way too hard there. Oh, fuck.
I have a new batch in there. Just got a batch of the Fierce Fentanyl. So...
Oh my god. This one's just called Pint of Milk.
Strathroy Sativa.
Strathroy Sativa.
But I think it's funny that like I would never want to get to the stage of it where I can tell the difference from smelling it from a honey jar. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, smelling it's weird. I mean, you can definitely like, there's ones where I've been, you know, someone that's been like, oh, this is lemon haze. And you go like, okay, I get the lemony scent.
Yeah.
And then the one's like blue cheese. And you're like, it smells a bit like asshole.
Yeah, they all smell like toilet paper almost. Like lemon haze. It's like, yeah, it's like if you scent the toilet
there's
paper.
There's a few things smell like weed. The elephant house in the zoo.
Yeah.
If you walk in, smells like weed. When you open a bottle of Stella, you're like, Stella, this smells like weed.
Stella stinks of weed.
Maybe it's hops or something. Maybe hops are quite weedy.
Because I thought that I was mental thinking that. But Stella definitely does stink of weed.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you open it.
For sure.
There you go. Weed-infused Stella. Smells like it. Tastes like it.
I mean, they probably exist. Like weed-infused beer.
I think it'll be medicinally legal here probably sooner rather than later.
And then once it's medicinally legal, it's legal. Like,
yeah, well, you can get CBD. You can get CBD on a fucking prescription now, but they quietly did it. But the guy at the CBD shop told me that.
Oh, over here. Just
lads. But the thing is, it's obviously so dear to make. So I had one once, and some dude bought it, and he said it was a little shite. But it's hard to know what works with you, like. But I mean, do you know, like, CBD works like an ibuprofen would work?
Yeah.
You take it and give it fucking an hour, and then whatever pain you were feeling in your back. I've noticed that myself. Like, don't take any pills, just take a few drops of the oil, and like about an hour later, you're like, oh yeah, my back's not sore in that spot anymore.
Do you know what's funny is that I've tried to convince my dad to get that, and he just like, no, I'm not taking fucking drugs, sir.
Wasn't that drugs?
Well, that's what I mean. But
everything's drugs. All drugs are drugs.
That's what I mean. But you're not gonna convince Pio, like.
Well, don't then just squirt it in a fucking jam ball and give it to him.
Throw it in his tea.
Yeah, why not? The fuck not? You can get it as a, what's it for? It's for pain?
I just like, he just has like a bit of a, he always had a strained back, but then sometimes if he gets up weird or something, it'll give him jip.
Yeah, well, you can get rub as well. Like, you can get the balm, just rub it on the skin.
Yeah.
Just you fucking sitting in your dad's back, rubbing it in. Fuck, boy, that's good.
Did you read that thing I seen on Twitter the other day? There's some model, pictures of him leaked from Halloween a few years ago.
Mm.
And he's complete blackface, like.
Right.
And I think basically all his modeling contracts have dropped. And I was thinking, that is crazy. Like, because I think, what was he going as?
If you're going as like fucking Mr. T, I don't see the problem.
No.
Because it's a fucking, you know,
I thought
it's like if you were going as the Hulk and you just went in your normal skin and a pair of ripped jeans and someone's like, what are you? And you're like, the Hulk? Why are you not green?
Yeah.
It's not the complete look.
Yeah.
If you were just you're in your regular gear and you painted your face black and someone's like, what do you come as? And you're like, a fucking slave or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Constant going out of their way to like dress up as like terrorists or like someone dressed up as like the Twin Towers. That's just, you're just being a bollocks. Yeah. But if you're like say.
Or Grenfell Tower, whoever did that one, you're like, you need to be shot there. Yeah. Immediately. That's fucking. And it's always posh cunts.
Yeah. Try hard little fucking. Yeah.
Oh, fucking. Can I get attention? Terrence, mate, that's banter. And then they go out raping.
English people's banter is shit.
Most people's banter is shit.
That's true, yeah.
That was a bit in our LA vlog where we were sitting there and the you know, these ones are having day pints on a wild fucking Saturday. And remember, and they're like, would you rather, what's the fucking game even? Would you rather?
Yeah, would you rather?
Be a lifeguard or like be a police officer or something? And I was like, what the, is this a bunch of fucking primary school teachers? Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, over here, it's like, would you rather suck your dad's dick or
watch your ma suck your dad's dick or something?
In a Corsa. Do you know, it's like, yeah, it's like the most extreme shit. Yeah. Say that you got a group of like five lads and yous all went to like something and yous were going to win the fancy dress, like fucking bar tab, whatever. And you have a Jamaica flag, and one of you has a bob saying, and you're like, what are you? And you're like, oh, cool runnings.
Yeah.
And like, you are five white fuckers from Fintna. Like,
yeah.
Or if I went and I wore like a tank top, and I found a bandana that fitted my head, and I wore like a pair of bootcut jeans and like sweet Nikes, and everyone's like, oh, Eminem, no, I'm 50 Cent.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't make sense.
But also, you know, anytime someone blacks up, It is someone who's a very cartoonish character.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't fucking, it would have to be like Mr. T or, you know, fucking Black Panther or something that's like a character. You couldn't just put on a fucking red tracksuit and black yourself up and be like, I'm Stormzy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it would be like, well,
which I'm pretty sure I've seen someone do.
Yeah.
Now that you say that.
But you'd be like, that's a fucking shit outfit. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the fuck. If it's part of a thing, I think it's fine. Same way if it's like, you know, a fucking black dude and he puts on a blonde wig and a suit and paints his face white and goes as Trump. Of course. You're not going to fucking leave your face, you know, with black skin.
Whatever happened to like the shite, real shite Halloween costumes where it was like you would get like a mask with a little bit of fucking elastic around it and you couldn't breathe through it properly. Like it had the little thing for breathing.
Well, if you think of the tension and that string going around your fucking head, you're died in there.
You'd have two holes and a wee slit for your mouth. And I remember, this is how I originally knew I was retarded. It's because one time I nearly died because I just kept sticking my tongue through it.
Yeah, and it stuck.
Cut my tongue.
Dickhead.
Just at someone's door going, look at his head. Look at his head. I'll fucking...
Then I can hear you to be out of the house by yourself, son.
Aye. Who was it? Fucking Louise Colton gave me a couple of apples. I'm like, okay. That should have been punishable by death. If you were throwing apples out to Wayne's, well, she probably seen the size, man. Fuck no.
Did she say how do you like them apples? And you went not very much.
I can't reply to you. These, my fucking tongue's hanging off me.
These aren't Mars bars. Did you ever see that? That's a thing. Mars bar and apple sandwiches.
What?
I remember a bunch of fucking idiots. Let me see.
No, that's going out of your way to be fucking weird. Like.
Yeah, Mars bar apple sandwich.
Mars bar apple crumble.
Yep. Northern Ireland Reddit. Look, it's so Northern Irish. That's like someone's mad just panicked and went, well, put it all together. What's that?
That is fucking... That second picture is leaping because it's so shitly made too.
Grilled.
That is fucking disgusting.
I mean, that's apple and ham or something. You're not... Nah, don't put apple in the fucking in your sandwich,
nah,
bro.
Not at all.
Fuck right off.
You can get away with a wee, like, apple slaw. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Like an apple apple celeriac slaw.
Yeah, but actual fucking full-whack apples? No thanks.
Cold lasagna sandwich? Last night at Lavery's, Aaron stepped up the MC last minute, and I did a wee spot with some new material. And first of all, shout out to Kieran for being the best fucking audience member of all time. Sometimes you get an audience member and you go to talk to them and they're very like, nah, whatever. And see if a comedian talks to you, just be open and honest.
Yeah.
Because they're not really looking to slag you. They're just looking to get some fucking humor out of it. And there's a Rubik's Cube made out of just chunks of ham.
I'd love that.
And this guy was just giving some very funny answers. And then I had a bit about addictions. With the fucking coughing. I did two workouts the other night in the cold in a garage. And I don't have the cold, but I'm just like...
Deaf.
I asked him, I was like, have you any addictions? And he goes, not really, bro. Maybe like green tea. And I near died.
So funny, like.
Green tea, like. And then I just slagged him to death for about 3 minutes.
I was about to say, you should ask every time you do that, but like someone in the audience, what's your addictions? But you'll probably never get an answer as good as that, like.
Yeah, some people will be like,
I had a wild bad heroin phase. You're just like, right, well, you've sucked out all the banter of this.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, but yeah.
Have you ever had that, like, have you ever had a really bad fuck up of an interaction with an audience member where you ask them something and they give you a really depressing or weird answer and you're just like, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to come back from this?
Well, the worst one that I had ever seen was a girl who did, I'm not going to say her name, she did stand up for a while and she was showing promise, like, you know what I mean? She was getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of quit.
Mm-hmm.
But she seemed to drink a wild lot before every gig, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't good.
No,
You should never, like, say if you start stand up, you should never go on stage drunk on your first few gigs. Because a lot of people fucking rely on it then. And all it does is take the edge off the nerves up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then it harms your actual material. Whereas if you can deal with the nerves and go on sober, the nerves go away when you start talking.
You don't want to rely on anything.
Nah, you want to be able to just take a glance at your phone and look at your notes and fucking go on anywhere and just get through it. But she was on one night and she was doing pretty well. And then she did one fucking banger joke that got a big laugh. And experience would tell you, I think she already had run over time a wee bit, but experience would tell you at that point.
And?
Leave.
Mm-hmm.
But then she started to, I think she wasn't expecting that laugh and she was maybe expecting to go on. And she just kept talking a wee bit. And then she was like, so what's the crack with you? Or something. And the guy went to talk and he had a stammer. Right?
Okay.
And she's like, oh, what the fuck? You drunk or something? You can't fucking talk properly. And the guy went, you know, like, I don't want to do a fucking impression of someone with a stammer. But he's like, yeah, I have a stammer. And she was like, oh, fuck. And then she just couldn't finish. And then she just kind of walked off. And I was like, That's the worst. And she would, do you know what I mean? Like, I think even being sober would give you the tact to fucking get around that.
Yeah.
You know, what you do there is you absolutely just take it on the chin and be like, I'm the worst person of all time.
Yeah.
But instead, she just kind of was like, all right, well, fucking fuck you. And I was like, Jesus Christ, the night.
You have a stammer? Well, fuck you.
I don't know if that was her exact words, like, but it was fucking bad. It was just bad. Like,
that would put you off ever speaking to anyone in the audience ever. I don't know. Why do people not go in the front row?
Because they don't want to be spoken to, but you can still be seen. And to be honest,
if you're in the second row and there's no front row, you're the front row. Like,
yeah, if anybody is worried about that, don't be. Because a lot of comedians, I mean, there's a few comedians like maybe Kieran Bartlett or fucking Jake O'Kane or something. They're a bit aggressive, you know what snaggy. I mean? Like they'll really just walk out and be like, look at you fucking stupid looking fat cunt or something. And you're like, Jake O'Kane walked out one day and went, what's your name or something? The guy went, James. And he goes, who are these two women? And he goes, oh, this is such and such. This is fucking Lisa or whatever. And he goes, who's that? And he goes, that's her sister. And he goes, fuck me, you should have bucked her. She's a good looking one. And he hadn't said anything before that, which I don't like making a dick of people.
Yeah,
I'll have a bit of banter, but I like to think I walk the line nicely. You know, I hope I don't like offend anybody.
Well, there's a difference.
That's not really what it's about.
There's a difference between slagging someone because they gave such a Presbyterian answer to what are you addicted to, as opposed to literally mocking someone's choice of marriage.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally. So, but yeah, I hate all that shit. I hate, like, you know,
prank videos. Yeah, or
I hate making dicks out of people or, I don't like any of that. Even though I love watching, like, fucking Sacha Baron Cohen speak to people and make dicks out of people, but on sort of like general public type people.
Would you say I did that in Culture in America?
No.
I don't think it did.
No, because it was, you know, it was just a chat.
Yeah.
And if the funny came out of it, then it came out of it type thing. I don't think you were, all you were more just saying funny things that you would say, you know.
Yeah.
You were saying things to them that you were really only saying for the camera.
Yeah.
You know, so no, I think it was fine. Like,
what I, you talk about Jammy, I think I got some of the best people of all time that I could have gotten the street that day. Like, see that woman who, I'm like, have you ever had Vita bread? And she's like, oh, Vita bread?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah. Like, she was fucking
belter. All the black chicks love you too. I don't know why I didn't exploit that a bit more.
We need to do...
You're far too close to that mic. It's giving me fucking the shits.
We just need to do...
Just talk at it, bro.
There we go.
Yeah.
We need to do a gig. like, you know, like people talk about all black comedy clubs.
Yeah.
And like rooms like that. I would fucking love it.
So would I.
I would absolutely love it. If I could do any gig of all time ever, it would be Def Jam comedy.
Yeah. Those Bernie Mac sets.
Where people are like falling off seats. That's like not real laughter ever.
I'll be honest, that gig I did in fucking Derry felt like that. That last Nerve Center gig.
Which one was that?
In Derry at the Nerve Center, like before Christmas or after, or yeah, before Christmas.
Was I at it?
No.
No.
Woodsy was at it. But it was like fucking, it just felt like, no matter what the fuck I said, people were fucking howling and screaming and wee. You know, it was like, it was more than just laughing. Like,
it is a belter of a venue though.
Oh yeah,
like,
it's great.
Class. Like,
it's great. It's got a lot of fucking, I don't know, I've just seen so many energetic gigs in it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's got a really good vibe about it. Like, have you ever done the Millennium Forum?
Nah, I booked it and cancelled it twice because the tickets weren't selling. Yeah. It's just one of those things. I don't think people go to it.
Isn't that weird? Like,
especially for me, like, people, whatever demographic I have, would go to a fucking Nerve Center or something.
But it's weird that a location would dictate ticket sales, or like a venue would dictate ticket sales.
The worst fucking example of that ever was when we used to do, we worked with our boy Gary up in Portrush, and he was sort of working with the Playhouse trying to revive its entertainment and getting us in to do gigs, and we could never get a fucking like crowd in Portrush Playhouse. And then we moved it down the fucking street, the Atlantic Lounge or the Retro or whatever they call it, and it was just every time we did it, it was fucking packed. Now, one of them was the worst gig I've ever done, just because I don't know what the fuck people were expecting, but it was bad. It was bad. Like, you know, when you're just doing a gig and you're like, you feel like stopping and going, is there any point in, when we just cut this off and have pints now? Because is a fucking disaster.
Yeah.
Just getting nothing out of this.
Lurgan. That was mine.
Yeah.
Toilet. The courthouse.
Everyone's story is the same. Like,
I literally, there was a guy, like, basically, because there was no stage. This is the number one, like, if you hear of it in a comedy club, you're like, this is gonna be a failure. Is if the actual comedy is on in the main bar bit where people are just going to have pints. Mm-hmm. That's the worst idea ever.
It's fucking.
Because people think it's like music. It's like, I throw it on the background there, and then sure, who wants to listen to it can listen to it. And it's like, that's not how it works at all.
No.
And then there was like a guy, like some like 16-year-old kid was up like Snapchatting while he was on, like while I was on stage. Like,
yeah.
Like up on the stage with me. And I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here?
You should have hit the cunt.
Sparked him out.
There's a... What the fuck, bro? Hold on a second. What the fuck? Seeing if I got any questions here, bros. Not quite. So me and Aaron are gonna. I wonder, would you have any interest in joining that heavyweight cut?
Oh, I'm actively
so close to that mic, bro. How can you not hear the loudness of that? I'm deaf.
I'm actively going out of my way not to be a fat cunt at the minute.
I'll tell you what, go close to it. Just talk where you naturally talk to it.
There we go.
Is that your distance? I'm turning you down a bit because you're fucking.
There we go.
So loud.
Foghorn voice.
It's like you have a seagull in your throat and you're trying to talk. Like, what the fuck is it going to say? Oh, yeah.
Heavyweight cut.
Is that Maureen? Is that our car?
Maureen.
I don't know who the fuck's car that was. Yeah, I mean, I'm 7 pounds down in 2 weeks. Now, yesterday I did have a fairly shitty 24 hours of eating, but we had a wee bit of power this morning. Me and Aaron are going to do a big chipper workout. Have you ever heard of those?
I'm shitting myself. I have no idea what you're on about.
It's basically, I think it's a CrossFit thing where you have a big sum of like reps and you just share them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you just keep it fucking rolling.
Keep rolling, you know, like rolling.
I actually did one when we used to train over at our last PT with Maureen's dad. And, you know, he would just be like, right, you two have to do 100 fucking curls, and you just fucking, you do 10, he does 10, and you just go back and forth. You like share the reps.
Yeah.
And then there was other things where like, you know, be like, oh, right, you guys have to do fucking, you know, you have whatever time to do like fucking 500 calories on the bike or something. And maybe not 500, that's probably a bit extreme. But you would, depend on how, like, because I was bigger and powerful, I could fucking shit the calories out. I could just go, and they would just fire over. But then other things that other people were good at, you would say, I don't know, that's what you do. You just share a large amount of reps.
What's been a game changer for me at the gym, like this time around,
is that new Venom machine?
No. Yeah, the Powerades. The new cherry Powerades. They got fucking unbelievable.
Bounty trio.
Well, see that fucking, there's a gym, you know the way in America, all the gyms are chains. So they have one, what is it, Planet Fitness, and they have Pizza Fridays.
In the gym?
In the fucking gym.
That's so fucking
every
retarded,
Friday, man. In the gym, they have like a big massive stack of pizza, and it's like, you know, it says like, reward your workout or whatever. And
but
like,
that's
what
the fuck are you
talking about?
That's the wrong. Like, even I've changed my fucking attitude in the last couple of weeks, because like, I was eating just intelligently. You know what I mean? And you just, you know, sometimes you think like, right, if I'm gonna eat, you know, just, you know, like if we go out for like a lunchy brunch thing, mm-hmm. and you're not eating, it's not too bad. Like, I'll usually get the same thing, like the Cuban sandwich, which is mainly meat.
Yeah.
But then you just go like, okay, they probably use butter and shit, a load of shit on that. It's probably, say it was like fucking 500, 600, whatever, 700 calories. You're mm-hmm. like, just fucking don't eat the rest of the day and then have like porridge later.
Oh.
Just don't be a fucking, don't have your dinner, then some other bullshit and then Cocoa Pops before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Just kind of be smart about it. And then you eat like, we had an Indian one day and I was trying to be selective with that even. Like, didn't eat much rice, just the chicken. But just because of this, whatever type of food it was, I was like so stuffed, and I hadn't been stuffed with food in like 2 weeks, and I really felt it. I was like, oh my god, I haven't eaten that much in like fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's see, like, just like not, it's so it sounds so dumb, but it's like, see, just not being a fucking gulping,
yeah,
will just get you to lose weight.
Yeah, because I haven't really changed much, and I'm 7, and like, if I think about it, like, if I just carry on the way I've been doing it, which is just be smart, and I haven't drank beer. I had a couple of pints the other night.
Yeah.
But like, just even, I mean, they're like, if you fuck, it's even Blind Boy said in his podcast, like, he was saving up all these calories all week and then he'd have fucking 8 tins of beer and it's like fucking 4,000 calories, which is immediately put back on.
Oh, aye. And then you're on a treadmill and you're killing yourself and you're like, how much of that have I burnt off? And it's like 120 calories. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that's why you have to lift. I think you got to lift weights because I should do programming for fucking CrossFit. I was like writing workouts and never finishing them.
Yeah.
Where I've just, whatever fucking series of exercises in a row, they just absolutely blow your fucking legs out or your arms out or whatever.
Yeah.
And I end up just going, I got zero. And by the way, people talk about fasted cardio. Don't do fasted fucking weights. I don't think you can do that. Fasted cardio is, you know, you get on a fucking machine or you go for a jog or something and you're just like, we're just doing a wee light fucking workout. Don't go down there and fucking be writing out all these, I'm going to do power cleans and the fucking devil press and the fucking whatever. And then you've absolutely no grip left. It happened to me a couple of times about 2 weeks ago. I just completely ran out of batteries. Like, I literally just mid-workout was like, I can't fucking get that off the floor right now.
Oh,
I'm going to faint.
Yeah, I could never do that fast and shit.
I think I could do a bit of cardio, but I couldn't do fucking weights, like.
No, I have to, like, if I wake up, I have to have something, like. Before it, yeah. Pull the wire myself and go for a jog.
Same time. There was a footballer, wasn't there, from Belfast, got arrested for some lewd act.
What'd he do?
He's like, pretend to wank or something in the street. I never seen the video. Look,
wanking in the street?
Yeah.
Wanking in the street. Hard to beat it by. Like, why? What level of drunk do you get to where that's what you're at? I've never once in
my life. It's just sports people. You know what I mean? People who play rugby and football and all that.
Yeah, there is something.
Gay as fuck.
Yeah, there is. There's always.
Not even good gay. Just weird gay.
Yeah, there's always a vibe of gay about, like, even the month that I was in the rugby team at the academy. It was so gay.
Yeah, it's
like everything about it, like even like the on pitch banter, like boys slapping each other's hoops and all. It's like, am I the one who's weird, like, being weird here? Do you know what I mean?
I know. I mean, we were meeting up with the rugby team when I played at uni, and I was late down to this bar because the bar sponsored the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in. There's like two dudes in their fucking boxers on tables because of some like fucking hazing style punishment. You're like, come on, I can go for a fucking pint. Oh, accidentally drank with my fucking left hand. And it's like, oh, pull your dick out.
That's the weirdest shit. And then the league above that is out in the States. They have those initiations for the fucking like frat houses. Not that's all real.
Not a hope would I do any of that shit.
That's like, all real. It's like fucking, you know, you drink it. The amount of booze that I drank to end up in a forest, you essentially drink that, you black out, and then you fucking have to do a whole pile of shit. They have like images of you and shit like that. I'm like, fuck that. Why would you want to be part of anything that makes you do that?
No, I
it's the weirdest
would not
shit.
Partake in any of that shit.
No.
Yeah, dude, get on your knees. We're going to smack you in the ass. Hey, I'll fucking beat the shit out of everyone in here.
Yeah. Yeah, grab a fucking stick and welly, you cunts.
Oh, you gotta wear that. No, don't.
Why? See, too, like,
homie, don't play that.
See, too, the fact that most of our favorite comedians, would you say, are American? Why is it that the some of the retorts and, like, clapbacks from Yanks are the cringiest things you'll ever hear in your life? Like, if you're you know the way, like, if you're slagging each other over here, the wit is pretty fucking spot on. Well, there's over there. It's like the most. It's even like on the Kill Tony podcast.
Yeah.
Like all I got was like, oh, I can't understand what you're saying. Can anyone understand this guy?
Yeah.
Or like a leprechaun or shit like that. And it's like,
I mean, I love the fact that Americans have no idea about anything, in generally speaking, about the rest of the world.
Yeah.
You know, they all fucking, everything they ask people when they go on stage is like, where do you live? What are you paying for your rent? And blah, blah, blah. And they think LA is the fucking place to be, you know? And they're slagging you. And you're like, if you fucking. You're like, say he's in Dublin or something, and you know, you're like, hey, Joe Rogan, buy a house like you have in Dublin.
Yeah.
The place is booming, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cost you a fucking mint.
Yeah.
They think it's some fucking fiddly D fucking leprechaun fuckers. Yeah. And you're like, nah, not really, bro.
Well, LA's worse again, because
we actually look at all you cunts like yous are thick.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, fucking Whitney Cummins said she couldn't understand a word. Then you look back at the clip.
She's laughing her head off.
Fuck. I was like, fuck's sake. But it's kind of like,
I didn't get it at all in America.
What do you mean?
Nobody went, what did you say?
Do you know what's so funny? Is there was a night, the night that showed that Daniel Sloss was recording his fucking Netflix thing. I went to it. And then after, Kai Humphries was there.
Oh, Jesus.
And I've never ever felt like the well-spoken,
yeah,
what, you know, very fucking, everyone could understand me because I'd been there for a few months. And then he's trying to order a vodka from the bar and I had to step in and go, a vodka and coke, please.
He's so fucking Geordie. It sounds like Vietnamese, like Viet Cong radio chatter. Do you know, like if you watch a Vietnam War documentary? Yeah. But get off on one time. I thought, like, it just morphs into something else.
He's such a side cunt too, but like listening to him going like to Americans, and he was using like slag Geordie terms that you just wouldn't use. And he'd bought a few fucking things from the dispensary too, and we were sitting smoking outside, and he's like sitting going, I fucking hell, man, the fucking price of drink. And I just like, I can't even fucking understand you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't let ease up on the fucking Geordie pedal at all. Like, he just fucking...
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, it's so fucking funny. But then, I don't know. Like, over there, after a few talons off about the, just, listen, I can't fucking understand you. But see, for the most part, I was able to plow on through. Like, I would just teach them what I was saying and then just work away. Like Ocean, for example.
But I don't understand how you would catch on to anybody's shit if they were talking. You know, like, do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm intelligent enough that I would understand. I would take a fair stab at what you're trying to say.
Well, I think it's different if it's like, say you're a Yank and you moved over here and you were forced to because everybody speaks like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's just like, I'm one person going over. And I'm expecting you to pick up my dialect instead of me adapting to yours.
But I don't want that. I don't want, like, a fucking American over here being like, yeah, I went to the doctor's and the line was long and I was doing my head in or something.
But that's hilarious.
But you don't want anyone to... You want them just to talk the way they fucking talk. You're going to understand it, like.
Yeah.
What do you mean, line? Like when... Oh, fuck. What did Maureen say? The car park thing?
Oh, yeah. It's like, take a guess at what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
I'm absolutely have no idea where to start with the term car park.
Yeah.
Do you want to break the words down? Yeah. I can't car even.
Car park. Yeah, like, it's like make an effort. Do you know what I mean?
You know, like, parking lot, like.
It's fucking, yeah.
You have a fucking giant hole in your t-shirt.
Man, don't be broadcasting that.
But did you know
where is it?
There's fucking, like, walking in nail or something. That fucking
Jesus
hole there.
Christ.
Give him a whole hand in there. The fuck, bro?
It's pure Trump.
Is it on backwards and that's your nipple t-shirt for the gym?
Hold on, I'll check. Is there a tag? Oh, there is a tag.
What happened, bro?
I don't know.
Must have caught on something. Or did you flex a trap and it bust open?
We'll say that, I. Fucking savage.
Fucking savage, man.
I can't wait to... Is 2019 the year where we just both turn into absolute raids?
Yeah. You think? Yeah, I think so. I mean, see...
Posting before and after pictures?
I mean, my goal weight is... my goal weight is 16 stone, which is like 3.5 stone away now.
That'd be the same as me.
Yeah, and you'd still be big as fuck. But I, you know...
Yeah,
I,
but you can carry it.
I would be sexy as fuck. I don't even know if I have fucking 4 stone of fat on me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big... thick cunt. My, like, literally the other day I was laughing at my leg in the thing. I was joking more. My leg is like
a gammon joint,
massive. You could eat well off my leg, like.
Oh, do you for Christmas and a few weeks after?
I literally have the leg of a Shetland pony. This is the worst mumble rap freestyles of all time. Most of us, they talk shit but they can't fuck with most of us. It's not really a freestyle. Who is that?
Kodak Black.
Kodak Spock. Like the stadium.
He's got hair like a dinner lady.
Wizard, I was taking a drive and I looked up, I read the fender. While they say, boy, you better give it so I blister the time away. Therefore, if I get it, I'm a hitter. My mama say, baby, you a winner, not a quitter. Well, not today, come on.
That's like they walked along the street and there was a crazy homeless man in LA.
Yeah.
Taking heroin and they went, hey man, do you rap? And he goes, yeah, rap. And then they go, do some rapping. And then he goes,
Soon I hit her, I'm a quitter. Cut my top with a scissor. Took my new car to a vert. I might need
cut
a
my
new
top with a scissor.
My body full of dirt. Call that black.
He's basically just saying, I read her, and then I snipped my foreskin off with a pair of scissors. She know I'm a beast and never angry. He sounds like whenever you were in English class and the teacher got one of the children who couldn't read to read a sentence.
And we get in here. Yeah, to the people, I know, I'm cutting work. Up the road, playing with the people. Yeah, I got that word.
And he's not cool, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different sort of someone's like cool and they're a bit fucking laid back and all. You're like, this guy is a fucking dunce. Lil Pump.
I will say, though, that's definitely a freestyle because there's no way a man could have sat down and wrote that.
You're in the business of words, yeah. And you can't even talk.
Yeah.
You know? Here, guess what? I'm a fucking Olympic sprinter now.
That doesn't matter anymore, you know?
Yeah.
That fucking Metro Boomin cunt's holding this rap game together.
Oh, I. You just, that's all you need is a hefty beat and a bit of a hook, and that's it.
I want to know. I want to know.
Like, what is that like?
I want to know how you got here. I want to know who let you in. Baby girl, come on. Baby girl, come on, get in.
In the background pretending to like it.
Big Shaq would smoke all these cunts.
Oh, why?
Bentley the coupe, these little niggas gon' floofin', they bitches gon' choosin' them. Bentley the coupe, and these niggas gon' loofin', these bitches gon' choosin', you know I got proof. I fucked your main girl, but you know I got proof. It's always like,
I fucked
someone sucked my dick or something, yeah. Or something, and I fucked your bitch.
I fucked the girl that you're currently seeing. I'm dripping with ice.
Yeah.
Which is chat for...
Yeah, something about a plug and sipping that something.
I've got shooters.
Sipping that something.
I've got shooters.
That's our first song for Soda Boys. Sipping that something.
I iced out my rings and fire off in my shoes.
Spit that ass on my... What's dripping? Saliva on your chin, you fucking spastic.
Been houses on Nicholas. I spin house on your bitch, then I let her suck on a lunette. Yeah. Moving in my way. You're moving, I know I'm bet.
Yeah. He literally sounds like someone's lapped him down, like a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
Hello. Sucking my dick. Yeah. Something my jacket's made out of belts.
And do you know what it is? I know I could rap better than this.
Of course.
Yeah. I know I could, like.
What a Oh, Lil Yachty. Straight off
here
the
we go.
Fucking yellow bus.
Here we go.
With a fucking two cleft palates and a deaf. Fuck me, like. Of course the fucking internet's broke because the rapping's so shit.
Do you think, right, if you were to release something, right? Like, if you could pick the beat and you wrote it. And you, like, manipulated your voice so nobody'd ever know it's you.
I wanna eat it.
You could actually do something decent.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, I do too.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Like,
I do too.
See the fucking, like, see when you're talking, like, real freestyles, even the fucking, the Tyler one where he's like, bitch! You know what he's like? He's so good that he can joke around.
Yeah.
And these guys are deadly serious. Like, oh, and then there's something in front of your bitch. And your main bitch, and I say the thing. Fucking Fritz.
Hey, mama.
Listen to this. Fucking dip. Like, he literally, if someone seen that, they'd be like, sir, could you please stop making fun of, you know, people with with learning difficulties?
He's like, it's a character.
No,
I'm finally here.
Is he deaf? Like, is he deaf for real? Little deaf cunt. Little deaf. He looks like he's been to Tenerife for 2 weeks and got his hair braided.
Little deaf cunt. Oh, fuck it.
A neck cost a 60 plus a cool 5. Chickens lined up in the kitchen like a turkey drive. Brother on my side, on his hip. That's a 4-5. Never a bum. I rather high tech over rum when you.
Literally.
Chickens lined up in the kitchen like it's a turkey drive.
Yep, I know you see me shining.
What's the fucking line in the song? He's like, you know, blow my dick like a cello or something. That's the name of Lil Yachty's new album.
How would you find like cringiest rap lyrics of all time?
You have your traffic, I call static up in the attic like Dish Network. I'm top floor by the blue shore. That's Lil Boat with the biggest ego, flying in a seagull. Every time you see me out, you know it's a movie like Regal.
That is a buffet of shite. Kanye, not much better. But at least Kanye drops the pure heat in the albums.
Oh, yeah.
That is absolute madness.
And then cunts like this die. You know what I mean? Of course, the internet.
My favorite, one of my favorite, like, funny, like, lyrics is Lil Wayne, 6'7", when he says, "Real G's move in silence like lasagna."
Yeah.
That is fucking genius. 6 foot 7,
I heard a story, and it was Busta Rhymes talking. He's like, "Yeah, we listened to the fucking, you know, a Millie." Uh-huh. And he's like, "I don't know, I wasn't feeling it. Wasn't feeling it, and then I went to the club and Lil Wayne had rapped on it." And that was, he's like, "Fuck."
Yeah. Oh, so he, hang on, he was supposed to originally have that beat.
He passed it up, yeah.
That is a hefty beat, too.
And do you know what? The, I remember watching that Fade the Black thing with Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
And he's in the thing with Timbaland, and Timbaland's just rattling through beats till he hits fucking beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. Yeah.
And Jay-Z, he's like, "Oh shit." But there's a beat that he skips over, which obviously was before it came out, which then was a Ludacris song. Because the beat is like a big fucking boom, boom, weep, weep, this wee weird noise.
Uh-huh.
And Step Up 2, it's from Step Up 2, bro, what?
Oh my God.
Up the hoods.
Yes!
Do you see that beat there?
I remember this actually.
And yeah. he literally just stops it and then plays a couple of other tunes. But like, ludicrous, like.
Hey, shout it, what it is.
The beat's serious, though.
Hey, shout it, what it is.
Classic.
Hey, shout it, what it is.
Little buddy, what you on?
Some violent shit. Two stepping laid back, still wild as shit.
What up?
Hey, baby, I got the potion. Take a sip of this and put your back in motion.
Ludicrous.
Little buddy, what you on?
Yeah, I remember this.
Erase that. Cause on this bait track, get your face slapped and I'm straight, so don't take.
That's so like 2010.
I seen somebody post something like that Jay-Z and Beyonce could very well be a beard couple.
Beard?
Yeah, like it's like a dude going out with a girl and he's gay and she's lesbian, but they don't want it to be out in public.
Where'd that term come
so
from?
Just
where'd
go
a
with
beard come from?
I don't know, I've heard people use it before. Keezy told me about it. That like Jay-Z, and then also there's a thing that Kanye,
I mean,
they as well.
They might well be one of those like convenience couples where they're just like a par couple and everything works better together.
The markability of them as a couple is unbelievable.
The idea of Jay-Z sucking a cock though is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
It's your boy.
Over. Just sucking on a scrote.
D to the Isaac into my BO.
I've got 99 problems, but a cock ain't one.
Here I go, thunk.
Drill me.
We know what it is.
Thunk.
Okay. Hot97.com and Flex We Trust.
This is lethal.
To, bro.
Listen, Lil Yachty, you fucking deaf retarded.
Me.
I didn't really realize till he died. I was like, he actually is one of my favorite rappers.
Oh, I
listen to him all the time. Like.
Such a shame. Like.
And, oh, and that fucking
fentanyl. That's how
he's a good rapper too. You know there's going to be some guy called Lil Fenty or something?
Oh, I hate him.
Lil Fent. That's his gang, Fentanyl. Fentanyl, the lads.
Sounds like an immersion heating company.
My name's Jeff from Fentanyl Heating. Give me a shout for January deals. Get your fucking money off the boiler. Free service. At Fentanyl Boilers. Fentanyl Heating.
Get your money off the boiler.
It sounds like asthma medication. We Mac Miller.
Eating shawarma, doing drones at Chewbacca, bumping flocka, fuck the drama, marijuana been as calming as a fucking Dalai Lama. Your style common as a little league sponsor from a tartar kid's fathers. I'm at meetings shaking hands.
That's what gets you in that Ariana Grande post.
Yeah.
Slide.
Comments to my net worth. Talk about my money, please, and feelings might just get hurt.
This
is the same effect in
Pete Davidson.
That's so good.
Swerve.
What do you say?
You see the show with her now and like Pete Davidson?
What do you mean?
Like he's full on had a breakdown.
Yeah.
Over their breakup. She's getting a lot of shit because people are blaming her for Mac Miller dying, which I think is a bit mental, like, but
I feel like there was always danger of that shit with him, like.
I mean, if Pete Davidson dies now, she will be like the Wicked Witch of the West, like.
Oh yeah, she'll be, they'll make a movie about her, Poison Puss. Do you think she's hot?
Oh, why? 100%. She gets. What is it? The people say is like she looks really young, and I'm like, what fucking teenager has hips like that? Do you know what I mean?
What age is she?
Fuck knows. $25. There you go. Jesus, the year both me in school.
Older than you?
Aye.
Jesus. And if you went out with her, she'd be like, Ariana Grande is dating a 61-year-old from Oma.
I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd be Ariana Grande. I'd be like, as long as I'm smashing that, say what you want.
Smashing that, you kill her.
I would. I'd put her through the fucking head towards her.
That's for Mac Miller, you bitch.
So many rippers and exquisite bitch getting lit live from the Wimbledon, still sending this ill pimp and this Bill Clinton. She butt naked
swimming, I'm paying no
attention, workaholic, got a TV show. I know you've seen the crib, nasty since the young mind sanity.
Oh, fucking so good.
That's so funny.
Ariana Grande hot, hurry up and load there before I fucking drop a load.
I love how you put the word hot in the Google search as well, just to make sure it's actually a good looking picture of her.
You're looking at it right nude. Have I snot coming out of my nose there?
That's for my mother, you bitch. But you know what? Like, you know, Mac Miller, respect.
Do you reckon there's Mac Miller fans joining ISIS now? See you at the next concert, Ariana. That's for Mac, bro. Thank you, next.
Thank you, next. I say that all the time, though.
It was so funny, your tweet. It's only a matter of time before, like, a bunch of owl dolls are like, you know, thank you, next.
Service was shit. Won't be back. Thank you, next.
In a fucking subway. Let me see. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she would get road, like.
That's obviously a fake one, yeah. Like, but sure.
This one, that's the editing brain on you there. You caught that straight
this
away.
This one on my pants is the editing brain.
Photoshop and all. I wouldn't have caught that now.
She's hot, but I don't know what it is. There's something where I'm just like, I don't know.
No, I think she, yeah, I think she's.
I love the two fucking absolute walrus fat cunts are sitting here like, I don't know about that, mate.
Here, we're not like a mad stretch off Mac Miller, for fuck's sake, you know?
He's a disaster too. Like,
he's a heap of shade.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why mad respect for Mac Miller.
Because you know he's a slob. Like, you know she would call around his house and he just hasn't washed or nothing. The place is a disaster. Just pizza boxes.
Oh, why?
And he's still fucking
stinking a reefer.
Thumbing it into her, like.
Oh, why? Thumbing it into her?
Thumbing it on in. Half hard. Do you know what I mean?
Birth, watch a beat get buried in a hearse.
Grab the bass, shove it.
Mac hit the analog, you rap MIDI, turn the cameras off.
At the bass, shove it in your asshole.
Your bitch beat me like I'm Santa Claus. Mouth
tie a fucking watch around the bass, keep the veins in it. Stick it in your mouth.
It's already better than most likely boy.
Can't stay erect, half wrecked. 16 joints.
Eyes closed, drinking whiskey, let the car drive. These hoes thirsty, see the dick and they large drive. The Ross rapper. Baby forehead autographer on top of Saturn. I'm sending shots from a rocket blaster. Yeah. Believe me, this is where geniuses live. It's most dope. We holier than all of Jesus's kids. But we speaking to heathens and all of these even Stevens who don't need a reason. Just want a bitch taking feed with semen. Don't even sleep in Chiba. Gonna keep me dreaming. I'm faded. Been in Cali a little too long. It got me jaded.
I love the end of this with fucking Funk Flex.
Mac Miller. Wow. Movies in silence. Describing what I see. Word.
A lot of you rappers ain't fuck with Mac Miller. A lot of you rappers ain't fuck with Mac Miller.
He's right.
It's true. You ever see a Vince
Kanye
Staples?
Was in there just going, dick in the man.
You ever see Vince Staples talk shit about? You ever see Vince Staples talk shit about Tim Westwood, where he's like, man, he's like, I was over in the UK doing all these freestyles for this radio show, and this fucking white motherfucker just kept asking me to keep freestyling.
Yeah,
and I was like, bro, I've been freestyling for 14 15 minutes now.
Yeah.
And Tim Westwood's was like, yeah, one more.
And he's like, I just put out a 22 track album or something. He's like, I haven't got anything. Where's the fucking what's the fucking ham freestyle?
If Tim Westwood bucks, like, he peer pressures rappers to freestyle, he must be a machine.
Well, he does. Have you not seen the videos of him, like, doing that Jamaican, like, dagger and thing? That's right. And he wanders in, like, fucking Slender Man. He's like, yeah, boy! Holler at your butler! Why did he used to say that? Holler at your butler! Tim Westwood!
Oh, my God.
Just can't dial it down at all.
Hello, Malcolm McDonald's. What can I get you?
Two cappuccinos, boy! Carries the button around. A fucking McNugget Happy Meal! Up in this B! Because he can't swear because he's in Radio 1. Shout out to my ends! Two ca- Make sure you're dripping with the curry sauce! It's a 60-year-old white cunt!
Hey, let these niggas live.
Tim, collecting my pension tomorrow! Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Just he's riding some guy. Here it comes, baby! Take it, baby. Yeah. Pass me a Werther's.
She's like, I came 40 minutes ago. One more time, baby.
Freestyling.
Niggas live, T. Hey.
Oh, fuck.
Bitch ass niggas don't know me.
Hello,
new sandwich with bologna.
That hot's
I ain't really y'all niggas friends. None of y'all motherfuckers is my homie.
Yeah.
I bought a brand new tree.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Yeah. ABC, 1, 2, 3. AK-47 hit a nigga in his teeth.
Yeah.
Talking all that shit, but don't really want to be handling that motherfucking business that he needs.
Oh.
Follow mama hit a nigga in his fucking back when I see you.
Ooh.
Fuji water. I'ma go and piss on my daughter. You don't believe me? I'm a mom.
Oh. Real nigga on the track, come through with.
He's a stupid looking cunt, isn't he?
He is, but he's a great rapper.
He is, but he's a fine rapper.
You need to do a Tim Westwood, but that's so funny.
No one fucking knows who he is anymore, that's the problem. I met Tim Westwood twice, though.
So. Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
In a nightclub in Belfast. When he was DJing, I was all like, bro, what's crack?
Big boy.
I don't know who's worse, him or what do you call him, Charlie Sloth?
Oh, Charlie Sloth's a fucking nightmare.
He's out of his mind, like.
Fucking that bar, running.
Look at the intensity on his face.
Just
call me wavy the way that I'm champ. No, don't freeze, you fucking piece of shit internet cunt. Oh, give me a pain up my ass.
Fuji water. I'm going to piss on my daughter.
G-Wagon. I'm pretty sure Maureen said something like that to me, like, oh, I would love one of those big square Mercedes Jeeps. And you're like, all right, well, have you got 150 grand? Or whatever the fuck they cost.
Oh, I would like a spaceship.
I haven't even fucking installed sinks we bought 6 months ago.
I think I'd like a G-Wagon. Really?
I think I'd like
priorities.
A fucking rim job by fucking three triplets. Equally attainable.
What's that name? Three triplets.
No, that would just be three, mate. Two twins, three triplets.
Ah, you're right.
I am.
Mathematics. So does.
All black girls like I'm going to war with Africa. They got a problem.
No.
Okay. Wolfgang, Golf Wang, Trash Wang.
Lettuce, cheese.
I want him to put out a song and he's like, I'm gay as shit, dicks in my mouth, and you know, like, just a real gay aggressive song.
Hey, I will never
into the bathroom, eat a cock. Some cat.
Get my dick sucked by my homie. My best friend, some cock.
Why, we'll play PlayStation and it eats my asshole.
He never fucking treaded on with me, the bastard.
Well. And he likes a wee white boy, doesn't he? Skinny white boy, you see, Neil. That's why you need to lose weight.
That's from lose. That's actually I think
you'd let him in your butt too.
100%.
100%, just for the story. Just at Lavery's. Does anybody know who Tyler the Creator is? I bucked him. Hear me out. Hear me out.
Is there anything more manly than getting bucked by a rapper?
Tell me this. Has anyone ever been bucked by their favourite rapper?
No.
No?
Relatable material.
What about you, sir? If you're being bucked by... Who's your favourite rapper? The Game. Has he ever bucked you?
No.
Too bad.
The Game's playing the Ulster Hall like in 2 months.
Who isn't, mate? That's a good song, actually. Would you go see it?
I would for the crack, yeah.
But
we head down and fucking...
Do you know what the thing that put me off? The people who still like 50 Cent and G-Unit and Eminem and all that shit are all spides.
Yeah.
That's what it would be full of. It'd be full of fucking, you know, dudes were like perfectly... you know, like the fucking... the cap that's like too big for your head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking tilted and they've got a do-rag on even though they're from Ardoyne.
I've never had a cap that was too big for my head, but...
Yeah, well.
Also, did I tell you about that thing that's happening in Oma tomorrow?
Running water installed, finally.
DJ Rankin,
oh, yeah.
DJ Cammy, DJ Toucans, mate, the whole roster. Like
DJ Toucans, boy. Toucans or what?
I would love to do a video with that. Interviewing people.
Yeah, you should do that. People just fucking out of their minds on pills. Anyway, that's not going to play. I think what we should do is get out of here and do this workout so we can go for lunch. What do you think?
Oh.
Ariana's Little Shitter.
The hit children's novel.
Would you bang Miley Cyrus?
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I was going to say no and then I was like, well, of course she would.
Of course she would, yeah.
Of course she would.
You know she's a dirt, like.
Mm.
Do you want to like, be like, hey, what's up, Aaron? Because that's how she talks. Aaron, what's up? Let me eat that fucking asshole.
I'd go for it, hang on.
End of that. Slice out.
Wait, what?
These are realty. Now, what about that guy, Terry Richardson? Why do people go in and just have nude photos taken and then probably more than likely buck him? And everyone's like, yep, that's a fucking just what you do, isn't it?
And that image you were just on is from a Reddit forum called Celebrity Pussy. So there you go. Pussy, worst word in history, or?
Only in our accent.
It's fucking disgusting.
You can't be like, what's up, pussy?
What's cringier? Someone from here saying pussy or someone from America saying cunt?
No, it's that's not it. It's someone from America saying pint.
Yeah.
Having true. A couple of pints. Shut the fuck up, will you?
But the reason why cunt there is fine here...
That dude, fucking Terry Richardson, he's a fucking, I don't know.
When we say cunt, it's like if you're peeling away
look
a fucking...
Look at this dude! Look at this fucking dude!
That's mental. He's living the dream.
Oh yeah, and he's disgusting. I don't know why everyone's like, oh yeah, I'll queue up the fucking ride this dude.
It's because, you know, quirky. That's why I'm getting into photography.
I don't think it's going to be the same.
I'm going to be the Terry Richardson of Oma.
You Terry Richardson in Oma owns a fucking like...
Terry Richardson actually is a fella from Oma probably as well.
Oh yeah.
He owns a furniture shop.
Go into Richardson and you pick up a fucking side table.
Bedside locker.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus is fucking dirt, like. Spending way too long looking at this. Right, let's go. I'm going to have a couple of wanks and then we'll do a workout. Okay.
Yes.
Any song you want to end on now?
Luda! Different and shit, so listen and shit. Speaking about what hip hop is missing and shit. I'm about to fill a void. Ludacris, born in Illinois, raised in Atlanta, took hammer since I was a little boy.
Bye.
Ain't nobody like me, so they wanna bite me.
Shout out to my guest, Aaron McCann. Follow him on Instagram, McCann Comedy.
Oh,
you know, and if you wanna email him, his email is
AaronMcCannComedy@gmail.com.
Did you change it after years of dogs abuse?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh my god, well, it used to be like fucking, what was it like fucking Legion of Doom 12 at fucking dickbag.net?
The Catman RVD 35.
RVD as in?
Rob Van Dam.
You
It was fucking Rob Van Dam. It was Bebo.
Who the fuck?
It was Bebo.
Is that not the dude like killed his family? No?
Who's that? That's Chris Benoit. He's a badger.
Chris Benoit. Miley Cyrus's bush. Nothing spreads like my cheeks.
That sounds like a Colchi butter advert. Nothing spreads like Cyrus's bush.
Cyrus's bush, that's the fucking weed strain. If you had fucking Miley's bush, hey. Fucking drive you up the walls. Right, we're going to get the fuck out of here and probably do a workout. Cheers for listening, guys. See you next time. All the best. Take care.
Good luck.